According to the American Red Cross, nationwide, between now and Christmas, over 1 million units of blood could be needed. Joe Zidlow is with the American Red Cross.
You know, getting ready for the holidays, whether they celebrate Hanukkah or Christmas, if they have kids, getting them out of, getting them wrapped up with school and Christmas presents and holiday parties. So it's the last thing on their mind. But, you know, for hospital patients, they have that need. For cancer patients, they have that need. These are really the gifts that they need at this time of year, and that's for people to roll up a sleeve and take an hour out of their day to hit a blood drive or donor center and make that donation.
In addition to being needed in the emergency room after car accidents, the Red Cross points out that there are many other needs for blood.
Well, that's very true. I mean, you have people that have that suffer from different blood diseases where they may need transfusions, constant needs for blood, could have some issues, white or red cell issues in their body, and that's what we talk about. So it's not limited to, as you said, trauma patients. It's certainly not it. And with trauma patients, you know, when we do talk about that, it differs from one patient to another because it's based on injuries and you know, if the person has to go through a particular surgery or surgeries, you know, how many blood products need to be used for something. It just depends. I've talked and become really good friends with one of the chief of pathologies of some of the hospitals in the St. Louis area, and she's sort of given me a good snapshot of what things would look like. And, you know, when people ask to quantify how short of blood we are or if there's a trauma patient, how many units would they need, it really does differ. But okay. It's usually several units, and that's something that can that can cause a a big concern around the holidays. But again, it's not limited to, as we said, not trauma patients or just cancer patients for that matter. It's folks that may need blood transfusions for one reason or another, for a blood disease, a rare type of situation where they need transfusion. So lots of reasons for it, and lots of people need it, and a lot of times there's not enough people to do that to help us.
And the nonprofit is making strong use of today's technologies. Seems like now there's a special app for everything that you can put on your phone. And the Red Cross, they have an app as well.
Well, Kevin, I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, that's something we have worked hard at the Red Cross over the last 3 to 4 years, trying to develop technology to save people time, because that's really what it's about. I mean, people don't want to waste an hour of their time somewhere being delayed, whether it's, you know, if you're waiting for a license renewal or plate stickers or something. Those examples, when you go to a blood drive and you go to make a donation, we always encourage people, first and foremost, make an appointment. Appointments will always take precedent over people who just walk in off the street that say, hey, you know what, I've got some time. Can I make that donation? We'll always try to find a slot for them to get them in. If you make a donation in advance, you'll take precedent. The other factor is what we call Rapid Pass, and that's what you mentioned before. That's something that people can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app on their phones, and what they can do is they can easily set up a profile, take 60 seconds, probably less if you've donated with the Red Cross before. And basically what you can do is you can make your appointments from there, and you can also do your Rapid Pass, complete that health history screening the morning of your donation. You'll log on to the app, and you'll see a button that says Complete Rapid Pass. As soon as you log on to it and log on to the app, you can do that. You can actually do it on your phone. Okay. You can show up at the drive and have not, you know, having not done it prior to arriving, mm-hmm. can sit there while you're waiting to go into health history and do it, and that'll save you about 10-15 minutes, really, if you just do those two things and at least 10 minutes with the health history screening, because obviously you're answering the questions and nothing will have changed, and then it's just a matter of pricking your finger, making sure that the your iron's good, the iron count's good, and if you feel healthy, good to go, and the iron checks out, we get you on the bed, and we can get that donation taken care of, and then get you your snacks and get you on your way. So that's really the key for us. Is again, we want to save people time. We don't want them to wait a long time, and that's one of the processes that we've developed the Rapid Pass to hopefully move people through much faster.
That was American Red Cross External Communications Manager Joe Zidlow stressing the importance of donating blood during the holiday season. You can find a blood drive in your area by using the Rapid Pass app or by going to redcrossblood.org and then typing in the zip code of where you live. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.